And to Russia now, where worries are rising as the country's currency, the ruble, sinks. It's now trading at about half the value it had at the start of the year, even though the Russian government tried to bolster it by increasing interest rates to 17% to make more money and by selling off a chunk of its much more valuable dollar reserves. President Putin is expected to hold a press conference tomorrow. Ahead of that, we wanted to see how Russians were reacting to all of this news. NPR's international correspondent Corey Flintoff is there. He's in Moscow. So, Corey, what are you seeing? What are people saying?
Well, as you just said, the currency has lost about half its value in the past year. And for ordinary people, that means that their savings, even their savings in rubles, have lost about half their value. And it's because of inflation. Prices have been rising really quickly. And it's something that people are aware of and remember. You know, from 1998, the ruble collapsed, absolutely collapsed then. And the Russian government went into default, essentially. It went bankrupt. People's savings were absolutely wiped out back then. And, you know, they had to just go into survival mode. And, you know, we talked to a number of people who are in their 40s and 50s who remember that very well. And, you know, they're preparing to hunker down for what they think are going to be very hard times.
We're seeing stories about people running out and buying washing machines, for instance, because they're afraid the things are going to skyrocket. What are you seeing?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, for people that do have money, it makes more sense to go out and buy what we used to call durable goods, you know, things that, like refrigerators and TV sets. The idea is that, you know, you'll have more value out of a refrigerator than you will, because it won't lose value as fast as your rubles do.
Well, and how worried are people? This could, obviously, inflation is happening, but are they worried about the D word, depression?
It depends on who you talk to. One thing to remember is that Russia's official media are not giving this very much coverage. You know, the state television channels rarely talk about it, and when they do, they always cast it in the most positive possible light because they're afraid of triggering a panic. So a lot of people aren't that readily aware of what's going on, especially people outside the main population centers in places like Moscow and St. Petersburg. Among people that we've talked to that do know what's going on, though, they say that they're almost in shock. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing panic on the streets. We're not seeing people making runs against the banks. Another thing to remember, though, about Russia is that salaries are not that high and people don't have huge amounts of savings. That's why they're so dependent on pensions. One of the reasons why Vladimir Putin is so popular, because he guaranteed people that their pensions would be preserved, and he's actually raised pensions whenever possible. So people tend to believe that the government really can protect them from this, and they're waiting now to see what the government's going to do.
Well, we're talking to you to get the view of Russians on the ground, and in fact, we've reported on the economics of this. We'll link to that at hearandnow.org. But how are Russians feeling about Vladimir Putin? The sanctions that were put in place against Russia were because of Russians' actions in Ukraine, the seizing of Crimea, the backing of rebels fighting the government in Kiev. Russians supported that. How are they feeling now?
You know, I think nothing sums it up quite as well as some news that we had yesterday, which was that Vladimir Putin has been named Russia's Man of the Year for the 15th year in a row. It's based on a nationwide survey. You know, if people are angry at the government, they're basically looking at other targets. You know, one target right now is the central bank. Putin has been pretty Teflon-coated so far.
We'll see if that holds up. And in fact, tomorrow he's going to be speaking to the country. What do you think people want to hear from him?
I think people do want to hear some kind of reassurance that the government is going to do something about this. You know, it's very hard to see politically how he could back down on any of the things that the West wants to reduce the sanctions. So I think, you know, what people will look for instead is kind of palliative things, you know, promises that the economy is going to get better, maybe a little defiance. One of the things we've heard a lot about lately is the siege of Leningrad during World War II. People starved, basically, rather than give up. Although that seems quite extreme at the moment, there is a theme that's going around in Russia right now saying that we can withstand this no matter how bad it is.
Well, is there anything you can see on the part of the government? You say no panic on the part of the people, and they feel they will withstand it, but any whiff of panic on the part of government officials?
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. And analysts have pointed out to me that we are hearing different factions in the Kremlin starting to point fingers at each other.
Well, and of course, we're mindful that the United States almost had a financial collapse a couple of years ago. There's a lot of finger pointing then as well. Completely different reasons, but worth noting. NPR international correspondent Corey Flintoff in Moscow. Thanks so much, Corey.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Robin.